The big question is this: how does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own online business and take it from zero to 100K quickly without spending a buttload of money on paid marketing? That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. Feel great, gave up all the struggles. We are Deidre Shen and Bonna Rai from Growth Boss, making it in America. You're ready to talk about funnels.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Who else is ready? I sure am.
I wish this was a visual because Deidre just did the. Are those the pistol fingers? I don't even know what. Yeah. She's ready. That's when you know she's
so
ready.
I'm so ready. But guys, because funnels is so fun. It's so fun once you obviously understand what they are and then actually start playing with them. So we thought we'd dedicate this episode to a little bit of an explainer on what funnels are and go into a little bit of, I guess, detail, but almost run you through particular types of funnels. Because funnels exist everywhere, which is awesome, but, you know, we really do have to focus on specific ones that will more likely move the dial for our businesses. So I guess we'll start with just overall what a funnel is. And the way I like to think about it is it's just literally your customer journey. Mm-hmm. It's literally the process that you take your customers through. And it's really funny actually, because I think it's only recently that we started as an industry or as a whole thinking about it. I remember when we were in the innovation team, Bonna, in the bank, it felt like quite a new thing when we had consultants come in and start talking to us about this concept of customer journeys, right?
Oh, yes. A lot of presentations, a lot of workshops.
Yeah. And like, it's not the most earth-shattering thing, really, when you really break it down, you go, yeah, it's literally just it's just the things that your customer does.
Yes.
But it's actually the thing that trips us up so many times, especially when we have our own business, because we're so in it, right? We're so trying to get, fulfill orders. We're trying to make the product. We're trying to stand up the website. We're trying to do all these things that we forget about the actual customer journey.
Absolutely.
And what that needs to look like. And this is, I guess, hopefully, you know, off the back of this episode, anyone listening to this realizes that actually mapping out your customer journey is super, super important, because that's literally how you're going to make sales. that's it, right?
Yeah.
I guess before we get into the detail, is there anything else you wanted to add about sort of the broader funnel, the broader customer journey?
No, not really. I think it's a really great place to start because, as you said, funnels have been talked about a lot, but they can get very detailed and complicated very quickly. And it is one of those things you do have to get into the weeds a little bit. But none of that is helpful or even remotely going to help you convert anyone, let alone your target customer, if you don't know exactly what that customer journey is.
Yeah.
And customer journeys themselves are also not complicated. People can get them very complicated, but it's literally the thing that your customer is trying to achieve, and how can you, you know, create a process for them to do that with you?
Yeah, exactly. And the way that I break it down for the growth bosses is kind of almost pre-purchase. So before they even, how do they find out about you? I guess is the first thing. And then once they do find out about you, what is the journey or the process that you take them through? And that bit, I think we'll go into a little bit more detail soon.
Yep.
And then the process of actually buying from you. So, you know, the experience of your website, the experience of checking out, all of that. Also the experience post-purchase. So the very automated important emails that come off the back of that, where you then funneling them to, because again, and we will talk about this, but you want to always be funneling everyone somewhere.
Yes.
Always. It's almost a constant journey, really, that you're taking them on, because that's really how we retain and nurture, our existing customers. And then, you know, when they unbox your product, when you send it out to them, what is the experience there that you're creating? So guys, it's kind of like it's at every point of their experience with you, you want to be really mapping that out. You want to know that in detail so that you can optimize it at every point. That's really what you want to be doing.
Yeah.
So that's almost your customer journey. And then we talk about a funnel in the sense of a sales funnel. And this is kind of what I spend, what we spend really 12 months working with our growth bosses to build out, right, the whole entire sales funnel.
Yeah.
And that's really, if anyone knows the lingo of top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, bottom of the funnel, or in other words, you know, cold leads, warm leads, hot leads, that's really what it's about, right? You know, at the top of the funnel, as you can tell, it's where it's most broadest. That's really where you're trying to get as many people in as possible. So that's how you're, in our words, you're creating curiosity. So things like your social media pages, or like Facebook, Instagram, even Pinterest. It's things like influencer marketing. It's things like running ads. It's any PR that you do. All of those things. And there's a whole, you know, list of, you know, things that you can use to create curiosity and get people to start to fill up your funnel. And then you need to move them down that funnel, right? You need to, because, and that's why it's a funnel, because people drop out, which is fine because they're just not, either you're not for them or they're not for you. And that's good because you want to know that. But people will drop out and you want to keep funneling as many people through that funnel. And that's where we come in and we start to optimize things at those different levels. In the end, to get to a bottom of the funnel where essentially you're converting them.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. So that's kind of almost your overall sales funnel. A lot of people forget that middle bit of the funnel. And this is where even when you have someone convert, you want to bring them back into the middle part of your funnel because you don't, otherwise they leave and they go elsewhere.
Yes.
Right? Whereas you always want them in your domain. You always want them in your environment, in your tribe. And a lot of people forget about that, which is where we, in Growth Boss Academy, we really spend a lot of time with our growth bosses on building out, because one of the secrets to lowering your cost of acquisition is to really retain existing customers so that you're not constantly spending money to fill in the top of your funnel.
Which can get very expensive, very quick.
Very expensive, yes. So that's kind of, okay, so we've already spoken about two types of funnels. We've spoken about your overall customer journey funnel. We've also spoken about your overall sales and marketing funnel. And now we want to talk about another funnel within your sales and marketing funnel. And let's go into almost into detail around this. And we can definitely use Make It Skincare, for example. Where we are then going to talk about funnel stacking. So I know that there's going to be a lot of concepts that we're talking about. I hope you're kind of following along. But essentially what we've done so far, we've spoken about your broad customer journey funnel, which is just literally the process that your customers go through in terms of finding out about you, engaging with you through the buying process, and then post-purchase as well. We've spoken about your sales and marketing funnel, which is really about how do you create curiosity, get people into your world, into your sales and marketing world to find out more about you, and then you're moving them towards converting them towards the bottom of the funnel where you're converting them on your website, sales page, Etsy shop, wherever that is. And then now we're going to talk about one specific funnel within that sales and marketing funnel. And we're going to follow that through because we'll also be talking about this concept of funnel stacking.
Yes.
Which is, you know, a bunch of almost mini funnels that we're stacking essentially on top of each other so that you not only keep them in your world, but you also increase your average order value because that's what that's all it's going to be about, right? So let's talk about that. And let's start with from an ads perspective, Bonna.
Yeah.
And again, within ads, there's a funnel.
Yes.
You know, when we run ads, we run them either to a cold audience, so top of the funnel, we run them to a warm audience, which is middle funnel, and then we run them to hot audiences, which is bottom of the funnel. So can you talk us through how to think about that?
Yeah, totally. So let's use the example that we're currently doing at the moment, which is, so the product we want to be selling is our cleansing oil, which is, you know, which has been proven to be one of the most popular ones. So we know there's some good demand there. So really the ads that we're running firstly to our cold audiences or the top of the funnel, as Deidre said, is, you know, those people do not know who we are. So these are people who have no idea. We're a very small brand anyway. We don't expect them to know, but they do have either a curiosity around, say, cleansing with oil, or they have a problem around their skin. So they know about that. So our ads are really targeted around, you know, speaking to that curiosity / that problem. And then what's very likely going to happen is they're going to see that, probably maybe have, you know, stop to watch the video. So we've got a video along with that ad, maybe read it, perhaps click through, not, you know, and then, so what that does when they take any of those actions is then helps, basically they become a warm audience because now they sort of know who we are. They're not completely cold to, and then they've sort of stopped long enough on their newsfeed to go, okay, what is this about? And then, you know, if you're using the right sort of, you know, your pixels are set up and things like that, then you can register them as your warm audience. And then the, then obviously you might have heard of the term retargeting, but that's where you then go back to this audience with a different ad. Speaking to the same product, but then you're sort of now retargeting them because you know they've shown some sort of, they're warm, they've shown some sort of consideration for what you're selling. And then from that group, you keep funneling down and then, you know, you get to the point where they are on your website, they're checking out that product, perhaps they add it to cart, maybe they click around a little bit. All of those actions now tell you this person's very hot, they're ready to buy. And then there's certain things that you can do around that. So, you know, they're really engaging with you, they're on your website, they're looking for this particular product, maybe coming back and doing things like that. So now we're going to be running targeting ads, targeted ads to that hot audience to go and, you know, maybe incentivizing them with either a discount or saying, you know, not many left, speaking to them directly. Yeah. And then that's how we really start to. So it's, you follow really the same person through, but they're getting retargeted in different ways. And they've now suddenly gone from being completely cold to quite hot.
Yeah.
And then once it's really just going, what is it going to take to push them over the edge? Obviously, a lot of people do abandoned cart stuff, things like that, but that's pretty, you know, I think everyone knows about that. And then you get them, to convert, which is kind of like the fun bit. So now they're in this stage where they're ready to buy.
Yeah.
And I guess you want to talk into then what is the little mini funnels that we then spike off the back of that.
Exactly. So what I hear from that, is even from an ads perspective, when you're just running ads, you want to almost run different. I mean, we'll always big advocates of testing multiple types of ads, but almost from a stage perspective, we want to be running definitely almost at three different stages, right? So cold, warm, and hot.
Yes.
To potentially the same person. So again,
hopefully the same person.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, it is taking that particular person through that funnel using ads, which is really cool. So then we talk about, right, so they've kind of clicked on an ad and they land on a we'll call it a sales page.
Mm-hmm.
And now the thing here that I think, again, a lot of people miss a trick of, and, you know, we're big fans of Russell Brunson and the work that he does, but he talks about this all the time, where, you know, definitely we don't want to hear this or believe this necessarily as a new business, but generally, the people or the brands or the businesses with the most money to acquire customers will win.
Yes.
Right. That's just, it's kind of simple maths in a way. Like, they just have more money.
Mm.
It's, think about it from an election perspective. You know, the reason why people raise so much money, they campaign so much for money, is so that they can spend it all on ads, because the more that you have in your coffers to spend on ads to get in front of people, the more likely you are to be able to convert them to vote for you.
Yes.
Right. It's the exact same thing right now, where it's like the more money that you have to run ads for your business, your product, then the more that you can get in front of them, and therefore the more likely they are to see you, know you, hear you, and then convert. So yes, the business with the most money, to acquire customers will win. Now, that's not it, but the story does not end there, which is a good thing for us, right? Because a lot of us, as we're starting out, we don't have a lot of money to be spending on ads. But what we want to be doing is the money that we do have, we want to be optimizing it. And the way that we do that is to increase our average order value.
Yeah.
And this is, it's as simple as when you walk into McDonald's, you know, they spend a lot to acquire, you think they wouldn't need to because they have such a brand, but they still do. They spend a lot to acquire or retain customers. And so when they sell a $2, $3 hamburger, they're actually not making any money on that because the cost to actually get that person in the door was like $4, $5, right?
Yes.
Which is why they need to upsell, which is why they need to ask you, do you want, you know, Coke and fries with that?
Yeah.
Because they need to add on that $1, $2 extra to actually make back their cost of acquisition. So what they're doing there is they're actually increasing your average order value. Or what they do is they do value bundles and things like that. Again, ways to increase your average order value. So that's exactly, it's the exact same philosophy, right?
Yep.
Just in a different context. You're online and you have a different product, obviously. And, but it's the same thing. You just want to be, again, this is another funnel. You want to be funneling them through a sales process where you are increasing their average order value by upselling and cross-selling.
Yes.
And people in the product space do not do this well. And it's not their fault. It's only because the software today, the likes of Shopify and WooCommerce and et cetera, don't really actually make this easy for anyone. You know, it's pretty much, you know, when you're on Shopify, it's just a literal page of
the products,
yeah. Right? And then people just add those to cart and that's it.
Mm.
That's all they buy.
Yes.
But you're missing out on this huge opportunity to actually upsell them and cross-sell them, which is why we are fans of ClickFunnels. You know, no matter how glitchy it is, it's there for a reason, and we use it for a reason, which is to take them through a funnel process to actually increase our average order value. So I know, I think we spoke about this, but let's just round out this particular thing with an example.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I mean, let's continue to follow the cleansing oil example. So the ad copy itself talks to the idea of oil cleansing. Kind of going, if you didn't know, now you know. People that already know, you know, will feel compelled to do it. But then the sales page very much then starts to link it to double cleansing, which is you cleanse with an oil first and then you follow up with a water-based cleanser and what that will mean for you. So then, but then the call to action is very much, yep, add to cart today, you know, we've only got this deal or whatever for this time, create urgency. And then it's like, to your point, that's the hamburger. I've added, I'm like, yes, I'm sold. this is going to be a great cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And the reason why the fries and drink works really well is because it goes really well with the hamburger, right? Yes. Like it's become so, you know, commonplace for us. But it's the same thing. What's your equivalent of fries and the, because if someone's going to try to sell me another chicken burger, it probably makes less sense. So that's the cross sell. So then really think about what is the obvious upsell. And so for us in that point, so I guess in ClickFunnels terminology, it's the order bump. We then go, okay, that's great, you know. But instead of using cotton pads, which is not great for this product and also not great for the environment, those little ones that you get, these disposable ones, you know, how about these reusable ones, which are fantastic. And, you know, you can just add it to along with your, and people are like, well, I might as well. I'm getting this thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to add that in for another $15.
Yeah.
So then already that's sort of, as you say, bumped up the average order value. And even if that's all they get, that's more than they would have bought coming in because it just makes sense. It's not a huge leap, mental yes. leap. And then after that, because we've already seeded double cleansing with them, you can just do an all cleanse, but double cleansing is where it's at. You've generated that demand for something they didn't even know was a thing.
Yeah.
So then they get to the next page and it's like, actually, if you would like to make this, you make sure that your serum and moisturizer works really well and round out this whole process. Here's our tea tree cleanser, which is amazing for these reasons. And these are the results people are seeing. You can add it and then get it for, you know, this price, right? This really super compelling price that you wouldn't get if you just bought these two separately. Again, that makes a lot of sense because you've already come on the journey with you from not knowing that cleansing is important to why double cleansing is the thing they should have started 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then they might as well. So yes. Then you kind of create these really, that's why selling can be difficult sometimes because you feel like you're forcing things onto people, but this is now a journey that people are on and it just makes sense.
Yes.
They can still opt out and not feel bad about it,
yeah.
But opting in feels like the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
And then that's where you kind of go, okay, well, it'd be silly not to.
Yeah.
Might as well. I want to give this a real go.
Yeah.
And then so that's where I guess that part of the journey kind of goes, okay, cool. I might as well just add my water-based cleanser.
Yes.
It all goes well together.
So guys, that's another funnel. And so you can see how we're starting to funnel stack, right? So we've got our ads funnel, and then we're stacking on that our upsell funnel. And then we don't stop there.
No. Because we paid for this lead, damn it. We're going to make the most of it.
Right? So then we want to funnel them to the place where we are going to take them through further funnels. So you can see here, guys, what we want to be thinking about is how we constantly are funnel stacking so that we get not only that we get the outcome that we want, but our customer gets the outcome that they're looking for their after point, which is what I talk about in quite a bit of detail in our free bootcamp. So they've whether or not they've opted into the upsells or not, you know, they're a customer of yours. But now we want to funnel them back into the middle of our overall sales funnel.
Yes.
Right? Because we don't want them to drop off there. And again, this is what a lot of people do. A lot of people just let them go after they've converted. Yes, they might send them an email here every now and then, but that's kind of cold, you know, and unless your emails are going to always constantly be based around discounts, which is really all we look at for now in emails, let's be honest,
yeah,
then it's kind of, it's not really a very effective means of communication these days.
Yes.
It's great. You'll want to have emails. You definitely want to collect emails because if anything were to happen with Facebook or Instagram or whatever else, at least email is a safe, safe database that, you know, is yours. Mm. It's your database. So then what we want to be doing off the back of that upsell funnel is then we want to be putting them into our groups funnel.
Yes.
Which is where we're going to constantly nurture them and sell them.
Yeah.
So how does that work?
And it's very simple. As you say, it's just using real estate that you already have. You don't have to build anything fancy. So like we said, collecting emails is already hygiene. They're going to get their transactional email from your confirmation. But again, those are just things that are already triggering off. So, and thank you pages and things like that. So why would you not use that, that space you already have to warm it up and say, like, genuinely thank you, and you know, not just like a here's a system generated thing. Transactional notifications, whether that's page views or emails or whatever, do have a much, much, much higher open rate and attention rate than marketing stuff. So this is the time to really capture them. And they're most excited about what they've just purchased. So for us, it's as simple as, you know, thanking them genuinely for helping a small business that's just getting off the ground, personalizing that note, and then inviting them to become part of our family on Facebook groups, a private community. You know, you're going to get exclusive access to everything that we do, as well as this community, which we have branded around Low Tox Living. I think we've mentioned a couple of episodes earlier. For free practical tips on that, and join this supportive community of other people who want to live this way, because we've qualified people enough now to know that that is something that's important to them. Otherwise, they wouldn't be going out of their way to find natural products. So that feels like a natural extension, but we've really used that time to bring them to the community and add massive value to them. But as you say, that's a way for us to nurture them on our terms rather than them after this purchase, then having to go back to being cold, because likely they will forget about us because we're just another skincare company amongst many others. So again, it's just an invitation. It's still on them to obviously join, but you're using that real estate to really be, you know, take initiative and really, you know, try to drive that engagement.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that. And then from there, you know, again, it doesn't stop, because all these funnels start to realize when you start building them out, start to converge, right? Which is great because it makes our jobs, you know, hopefully a lot easier.
Yes.
But, you know, at the same time, we've built out this rolling launch funnel, which takes place in our group.
Yes.
So then they become part of that. And then they convert again. You take them through the upsell funnel, and it's just a cycle, right? Mm. So whether they came in through the ads funnel or whether they came through in through the rolling launch funnel, eventually your funnels start to converge and they become, you know, that you're taking your customers through the same process, the same journey. So it, hopefully that didn't sound too overwhelming, because, you know, we had our overall, I guess, customer journey funnel. And then we had our sales and marketing funnel. And then within that, we had all of our different, you know, we started with an ads funnel, then we had an upsell funnel, then we had our groups funnel. And then I know that I threw on top of that our rolling launch funnel. And there are all these funnels that we're stacking constantly, with the, really, because we don't want them to ever leave our world, right? Yes. We want them to constantly be within our funnel, moving from, definitely, you know, they came in cold, but then once they're warm, we want them going warm to hot, back to warm to hot, and warm to hot, you know, and just in that dryer, in our dryer, basically.
You couldn't say like cozy home, it has to be this tumultuous dryer situation. Yeah, but you guys get it.
Yeah, you get it. All right. Okay. So I think, wow, this is our longest episode yet. So let's stop there.
Yes.
And look, guys, if you have any questions, please yell out to us. I think I leave my email in the outro to this, but you'll be friends with me on Facebook anyway. I'm sure you can get in touch with me. Ask us any questions about this, because this is a really, really deep and broad topic. And it's a really important one to get your heads around if you want to really succeed with an online business. I think this is almost the fundamentals of that. So anyway, that's it from us. We'll speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
We release new episodes every Monday and Thursday, so be sure to subscribe to the Making It podcast and leave us a review. And if you have any questions or feedback, please shoot me an email at deidre@thegrowthboss.com. We gonna celebrate life, turning up tonight.